Shin Samah Vav, we're starting Sefirot again. Of course, I brought a different Mishabura this time, so that's pretty sure that's we're holding, right? Nachamal, Kishimazaka Lamayadayakar. So we're going through this process of that the person that decides he wants to contribute the pass for all the members of the Mavi, and he can do that, but they have to be karnit. He does it through, he gives it to somebody else to be zeicher for them. So we're going to have a machlokes over here. What are the limitations? He cannot use the ketanim for that purpose. His children, even if he's not supporting them. We cannot use an eved kanani or a shivcha kananis. A mazaku hulahem, mazaku ayele benoy ubito hagadolim. He could use his children, which are gadolim. I feel the smucha mashachana, even if he's supporting them. Ayele avda shivcha ha'ivrim. I feel ohem ketanim. He can use an eved ivri or amivria, even if they're ketanim. Ayele ishtay of ayed af bishul malal mazonis. So he can do ayah ishta even if he's supporting her, and even if she doesn't have her own place in the chatzar, because there's an opinion of the Gemara that if the woman owns her own bias in the chatzar, where she eats, so she's not eating with her husband on a regular basis, she's eating there separately. So then she's a member of the chatzar, and she has a chiyuv to put in. So you say migu type of a sort migu the zochel enough she's zochel in the chavre. So since she can needs it for herself, so she can be kind of for everybody else as well. But if she doesn't have a bias in the chotzer, not so the mechaber said no, that's not true. Even if she doesn't have a bias in the chotzer, still she could do it. That's the first opinion. That's the Rambam. V'yeh sharmim shenem zaka yedei benoy ubito hasmuch mashochanoi filo heim gedolim. So he cannot use his adult children if they're samach al shulchanoi. According to the first opinion, adults are effective even if it's samach al shulchanoi. V'lo yedei bito afilo ena samach al shulchanoi calls man shel bagra, because since there's a din that whatever by a daughter, whatever she's kind of belongs to the father. She finds a Messias, they go to the father, etc. So this goes under the same hagdorah as that. V'yere ishtar shemal l'mazonis, her wife that he's supporting, she can't not be kinder from him. Ashamar lo atzi ma'isa yadayich v'mazonis sayich. Then, again, this halacha of her Messias go to her husband. Now, if the husband tells her, "Tzi ma'aseh yadayich l'mazon ha'sayach," you work, and you'll use those for your mazonos. I won't take them. The husband has the right to take her ma'aseh yadayim. You keep them instead and use them for your mazonos. So the law is that a husband can tell the wife, "Tzi ma'aseh yadayich l'mazon ha'sayach," if she's making enough. If she's not making her mazonos is not sufficient, then her matzias do not go to her husband. So, but in a case where it's sufficient, so the husband is basically exchanging, he's gets her ma'aseh yadayim and he gives her mazonos, and now he's just letting him keep it. The switch is flipping it around, but he still has the right to the matzias. According to this opinion, even if she has a bias in the chotzer, it doesn't work. But what can he use? He can use a male son if he's not supporting him, even if he's a katan. A daughter which is not and she's already a gedayla. By the Easter Shenem Alam Mazonis, she'll end the bias b'chatzer. So the according to the second, the Rosh is making a much more limited availability of who can be kainah. So the place where the Rambam is being more makra than the Rosh is that according to the Rambam, a son who's a katan, that who's not samach al shulchanoi cannot be used. According to Rosh, the son who's a katan who's not samach al shulchanoi could be used. So that's the place where basically the Rosh is more machmir than the Rambam. And at that point, the Rambam is more machmir than the Rosh. So Mechaber says you should stay away from any of these options, both the Chumra of the Rambam and the Chumra of the Rosh, if possible. Ubidiyavid, any person which halachically, one opinion says works, so the more has a klal, that we're saying, well, Dibimekel Be'erev. Now, that doesn't mean that's the we have not met that klal yet. There's a reason why we haven't met that klal yet, because it applies to Dinei Erubi Chatzeris, not to Dinei Mechitzes. So, everything we had until now was Dinei Mechitzes. There's no klal of the Halacha Kedibri Mekel. The Halacha Kedibri Mekel, when it comes to Erubi Chatzeris issues, you can assume that it's Halacha Kedibri Mekel. Oh, Hengel Sheesh Leisha, Avisha Samach Al Shulchan Aviv, Mizakan Al Yadai. I feel like Chachila. So we said a Gadol who Samach Al Shulchan Aviv, according to the Rosh, is not acceptable. But if he's married already, he could. Once he's married, even though he's still Samach Al Shulchan Aviv, that's a distinct separate entity and he can be cut from the father. Does not need to inform the rest of the Bnei HaChotzer? Just Shabbos comes and then they're not sure if there was an Erev being made. When they're informed that an Erev was made, so they're allowed to carry. Fine. Look at the Ketanim that they have. That they have the same. They're an extension of the father. And therefore, it's not considered. We don't look at them as a separate entity from the father vis-a-vis the Erev. Fine. That's for sure. Gam came b'nei shiyad ever kiyad rabbi b'liyotzim rishus yadayim. So the Kenyan has to leave his rishus into somebody else's rishus to be kainah. That doesn't exist. Filhem samuchim. Now, when they're according to the Rambam, if they're gedolim, so that works. Even though they are samach al shulchan aviv, v'amal gav the oven zem mitzias and levian k'mavur b'chashem mishnah simen reishayin. So that would seem to argue that since we're saying that things which they get which are not kinyan, not mechel k'memker, but something which comes out of nowhere for them, so the erev in a certain sense is like that. There's this nice matana which is being given that belongs to the father. So the vis-a-vis Eruv, it's like it's not leaving the rishus of the father. So that should be problematic. So even though they're gedolim, but they're samach l'shulchan aviv mitzias and levian. Zark the mishabura zayin ol mishum eva. Mikra din the father has no rights to the mitzias of his children which are gedolim because our masakin that he gets them why. Right, so he's supporting them, and all of a sudden they find this device, very nice, valuable mitzvah, and they say, okay, listen, Dad, here's the deal. This is ours, because we're in this thing. He says, that's very nice. You expect me to support you still after that. It's going to create a a negative motivation, if they're going to take the Messias for themselves, the father might be motivated not to stop taking care of them. Therefore, Chazar Masakin, that the Messias go to the father. So that's the Kana, specifically in regards to Messias. So that's the opinion of the Rambam, that the fact that the Messias go to the father is irrelevant. And over here, that he is agreeable to give it away through them, so they have a yad. Give the pass of the Erev away through them to other people. Okay. Then his Eben and Shifcha Ha'ivrim, even though they're Ketanim. Va'avagav Nunches. So here's the first case where we're talking about Ketanim being Kaina, that it works. So how does that work? We have a general rule that Ketanim can't be Kaina. So we're going to say that it works. In other words, what's the issue? In other words, even though there's a concept of Das Acheres Makna, that the cotton can be kind of from somebody and own something of his own, but that they should be kind of for somebody else, so that's like a Shlichus Tikkadin. The Ketanim don't have shlichus. So even if you learn Skiyas mitam shlichus, and even if you learn Skiyas not mitam shlichus, it's still mitam shlichus. Right? Rav Rishka says that the two tzadim of the world, the Skiyas mitam shlichus or not, both tzadim agree that Skiyas is a form of shlichus. The question is the parasha of shlichus in the Torah, or it's a new parasha in the Torah called Skiyas. But the concept is a concept of shlichus. The Olam community says is that some of the limitations which exist in the parsha of Shlichus don't exist in the parsha called Tzchiyah. If you hold Tzchiyah mitam Shlichus, the pshat is there's one parsha Torah called Shlichus, and everything has to fit that criteria. The whole Kiddush of Tzchiyah is, even though you didn't appoint me, I get the status of a Shlich automatically. But now it works with all the rules of Shlichus. If you hold Tzchiyah Lai Mitam Shlichus, there's two parts of the Torah of Shlichus. There's a part of the Torah of Shlichus called Shlichus. There's a part of the Torah called Tzchiyah, which is a new form of Shlichus, which just doesn't have all the limitations of Shlichus. That's how Reb Chaim learns the Tzutz Tzadim. So we should say, how in the world is this cotton going to be covered for somebody else? Teretz is, it's a Darbonon, they're a Mekel, the Kamakon, the Ratzel Hakel, Afilu Ba'av, the Shlichusu, but then, how far are we going to take this kula? By Eben and Eben Ivri and Omer Vriya, which they're not, they're clearly distinct from the Odin. He has no kinyan or goof in them. So that's when Chazal said that's acceptable. So this is the first opinion. Okay. Not by his own children. Why the Chishenoysin lo Acher Matana Amana Shein Lebal Rishus B'Mahani? Even though we have a rule Machakonsi Shekonabalo, so which would seem to work against this Kenyan, how can the husband give it to his wife? Whenever the wife is cut, it goes back to him. So it didn't leave his Rishus. But she's not like an Abbot. She has a Kenyan that somebody else gives her something Amana Shein Lebal Rishus, but it works. So she has her own Yad. So within Yachalis Lazaka is Ayod de Lacherim, so the husband's giving it away through her to somebody else, also works. If you're in the bias, even though he chose to have a bias on the Chatzah, so the Mishra, what's that relevance? Not going to highlight this. We're saying it works even though he chose to have a bias. It works because it works. Because the Fugim Iman, Dummer, Begamor, the Dafka Hekh, the Yeshla, the Atma bias, Bechatzer, the Shachel Hashem. That there's an opinion of the Gemara that which the husband can use the wife to be kind is only if she has her own distinct separate dwelling in the chatzah where she eats. And we said ikir makam a person is a chila, so she has her own makam a chila. So now she has a chiyav to be in the erev independent of the husband. According to that opinion, ozermina migul the mahani eskiyav be erev bishvil beisav mahani nami lezakas lekherim be erev bishvil bateyim. So that opinion holds as a concept. The Gemara says even in a scenario where zakhan doesn't work, migur zakhan nafshi, zakhan amin l'chabri does work. So, for example, where it says, "Tavis abal chavi b'makshin chav l'cher." So, Reuven owes money to five people, and he has his resources are limited. He doesn't have enough money to pay all back all five people. So, Bezalel will try and make some type of, you know, the luck is over his loan was first, has first rights, etc.
Who's first?
Theoretically, each Baal Chayv, whoever lent the money first, has the first right to get Kaviyah. But any Baal Chayv has a right to go collect his Chayv. So if Beryl has a claim of money on Reuven, and Beryl's here, Beryl has a right to go take property, take from Reuven and get it, pay his Chayv. It's negatively affecting Shmerel. That's Shmerel's problem. What about Beryl's my friend, and Beryl's not here, and I'm worried that meanwhile that Shmerel is going to take the property. So I want to go and be kind of the property from Reuven for Beryl to save him. They shouldn't lose because of Shmerel. So of course it doesn't work. Even though there's a concept of shliach that I can go and become a shliach without being originally designated because it's a benefit. It's a benefit for Beryl. It's a negative for Shmerel. So Tavis Balchav and Shalchav Lachev doesn't work. But let's say Reuven owes me money also. So I have a right to be kind of for myself. I have a right to take. I want to use my own character of Kenyan for Beryl instead. Because Beryl needs the money more than me and I'm a nice guy. That I can do. It's causing Shmerel a loss. What's the Shmerel's business? I have a right to take the money for myself. See the way Shmerel is going to lose. So Migur Zachle Nafshe, since I can be zakhan for myself, zakhan amin l'chavri, I can take it for somebody else also. So the concept of Miko zakhan l'nafshe works even in a place where zakhan l'adam shlomofanov wouldn't work. Miko zakhan l'nafshe works because if I have my own intrinsic power to do it, which I'm then extending for somebody else, that works. So even though we said that the woman, this opinion is arguing the woman doesn't have a character to be zakhan for somebody else, but once she's a member of the chatzar, and she needs to be kind of the Erev for her own use. So once she can do that, then she can do it for the other members of the Chatzar as well. So that's that sheet. We don't pass on like that. So that's what the Bechaber is saying. We all know, even according to the Rambam, even if she doesn't have a bias in the Chatzar, and it's plain simple Shchiya, she can do that too. Okay, that's the first opinion. That's the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, so I guess if you make your chart, so you have children, and you have avodim, and you have isha, right? And then you have ktanim, gedolim, and then in ktanim you have samach al shulchan, not samach al shulchan. In gedolim you have samach al shulchan, not samach al shulchan. Right? So that would be your chart. It'd be your stuff on the side and stuff on the top. So you'd make four categories on top. Katan samach hashulchan, katan not samach hashulchan, gadol samach hashulchan, gadol not samach hashulchan. And you would have ben, and you would have bas, and you would have avodim and kananim. You'd have avodim ivrim, and you'd have isha. Right, so that would be your categories. So according to the Rambam, with one exception, the Rambam is pretty makel. Right, the Rambam is saying you cannot use katanim. Whether there's Samach HaShulchan or not Samach HaShulchan, you can use Ketanim, but you can use Gedolim, even though there's Samach HaShulchan. You can use his wife, even though he's Ma'al HaMazonis. Fine. You can't use Abed Kanani, Shevka Kananis, but you could use it Abed Ivri and Omen Ivri. Second opinion says no. Well, we said that the halacha is that by Gedolim, which is Samach HaShulchan, the Mitzvah goes to the father. Well, if the Mitzvah goes to the father, then they can't be cut from the father. The wife, the Mitzvah goes to the father. So they can't.
To the
husband. So again, then that wouldn't work either. V'yasharim, the Damya Erev Linyan Mitzvah. Chazal made a parallel between Erev and Mitzvah. Okay, the whole hech of the sirlo then you see the ain lo yad mitnei atzma b'shayach l'avien, and b'isha shemoytzeis mitzia b'shayach l'balo. So any scenario where the mitzia will go to the man, whether it's because it's his child or because it's his wife, who then the yaneir of the ain lo yad mitnei atzma the b'dain lo yotzim rishus. So therefore, that a ben gadol, which is samach al shulchan, is samach al shulchan, or ben or bas gadol, which is samach al shulchan aviv. So the mitzias go to the fathers; they cannot be kind. Now we're going to talk about a girl. The Ketana, a little bit separately, because the din of mitzia of Ketana to the father is different than a son. But in regards to Gedolim, Shabakar Shabagra, the other is the whole Dabra of the Rishu. So once she's a Gedola, she's a Begaris, so she, her mitzia does not go to the father. But that's based on the intrinsic age. Up to the begaris, her mitzvahs go to the father automatically, whether he supports her or not, irrelevant. But once she's a gedola, that's not true, but it depends. But if she's smuch al shulchan aviyah, then yes. Now, a ketana, even if he's not supporting her, but mitzvahs, ketanas goes to the father. Until that she's a begaris, because much like bogger, all shaykh and siyas leviyas, and mitzias go to the father. So by a wife, shemala mazernis, does mitzias lebala. A shomer lotzi ma'asidach mi mazernis. A chumari shemaspekas ma'asidach le mazernis. And her work is sufficient to support her. The ain maspekas the mazernis ain mitzias lebala, but. If he tells her, see my Siddhartha was on a Sayach and she's not making enough money, she has to be Cheryl on the Psachim, her Matthias does not go to the husband. So that wife in that situation, since he's giving her Mazonis, or the equivalent of that, and therefore gets the Matthias, even though she has a bias, is not going to work. So the meaning of the So the Migu the Zachlan actually doesn't work. So why not? About time. So what's talking about? Why doesn't it work? The Be'em is La'atza ain't Srichel Erev Klal, the Mishachel Zachar Bala, Kilakamam, Mesim and Shanayan, Sevov, Vulek Amigu. In the case where all of the support is coming from the husband, even though she eats it in a different bias, she does not need she doesn't need Erev. Because she is one with him vis-a-vis the Mizarnas. So even though the case over there, if you have a father is supporting his multiple sons, they all live in different houses on the Chatzar, and he gives all of them the food, even though they take it home to eat, there's no dinner, no need for Erev. Because they're all Samach on Shulchan. Even though they don't actually eat on the same Shulchan. The case where the wife has her own bias in the chutzah, but we're talking about a case where the wife is being supported by the husband, and therefore her mitzias go to the husband, but she has her own bias, which she eats, which means he gives her the mazonos, so she takes them home and eats them there, takes them to her own home and eats them there. So it comes out, even though they live in two different houses, and they eat in two different houses, they're eating on one table. So he's providing that. So you can't say, since she's being zakah for herself, she's zakah with other members of the chatzah, because she doesn't need to be zakah for herself.
Right. Let's see. You asked something about this earlier, didn't you? For the sons who were eating in their own home.
So by the sons, if there's no other people in the chatzah besides the sons, then they do not need a separate Erev. If there are other members in the chatzah, they do. But by wives, he has multiple wives in that situation. Not second by why is it the lachem? Yeah, it also says it's only after there's no other members there. Okay. Yeah, so in Shanai and Sevov, it's Mishesh L'chamisha Noshim, L'chamisha Avodim, L'chamim Men Pras, L'chalechot L'chal B'Beisoy, the same type of idea. V'chein Talmim L'chal B'Pras Mirab, L'chal B'Beisoy, Eino V'Shem Zal Zeh, Imeinim Mehem Diyurim B'Chatzer, but that's not the case, there are other Diyurim. Oh, if Erev Bo Etzlam, or if they're the ones who are keeping the Erev. So if the husband is the one who's keeping the Erev, he's the one with in the house where the Erev is placed, and since they're all nimshach after him when it comes to Mazarnas, it's as if those other houses of the wives would not need an Erev. That's the case over here. He's being zeched for them and keeping it by him. That's a lot of his sons. In case of the sons. Oh no, it's the same thing over there also. By the five sons. Also the same thing. If the Arab is by them, they don't need if there's no other members of the chatzah, or there are members of the chatzah, but the Arab is by them, they don't need. It's the same din. It's the same din.
They don't need what?
They don't need to contribute into the Erev. Yeah. Okay. So there's no difference between the two. Yeah. So the wives and the sons will be the same. Okay, then we said the other way around. But a son which is Ein Shamach HaShulchanoi, so then the Metziah does not go to the father. So Ketana, the Lach is Ketana, even though she's not being supported, her Metziah goes to the father until she's a Bagaris. By Katan, if he's not being supported by the father, he gets his own Metziah. So the Rosh, here's the Rosh of the Makel, and says if he gets his own Metziah, he can be kind of for himself. So you can cut it for the Erev. Philip Cotton, Kima the Linyan Mitzia Yesh Lo Yad, Liskus La'atzma, Kishen Sambachal Shukhanovit. Since he does have a Yad to be cut it for himself, when he's not Sambachal Shukhanovit, because they're getting right to Mitzia. So Erev, Chazal tied to Mitzia. So he can be cut it from the father for the other B'nai HaChatzar. Or in a bita shebagra, venesmuch al shulchanoi. Rasulam the dafke by benzet. So by the daughter, there's two different reasons why he would get the metzias. Either because she's a ketana, till she's a bagaris, or because he's supporting her, even though she's a gedarla. So if neither of those is true, she's already a gedarla and she's not being supported, then her own metzias, she keeps her own metzias, and then she can be kind of erev. According to the Rambam, a gedayla which is samach al shulchan avia can be kind of. According to the Rosh, a gedayla which is smuch al shulchan avia cannot be kind of. If she's not smuch al shulchan avia, she could be kind of. Okay, the same thing with the case of the wife. That's a tour. So your mekel and the katan, which is not samach al shulchan aviv, which according to the Rambam does not work, according to the Rosh works. Your makel on a gadol, which is samach al shulchan aviv, which according to the Rosh doesn't work, according to the Rambam does work. And Ishtoi, even though he's being Malam Mazon, as according to the Rambam works, but a son already who's married, even though he's supported by the father, that already everybody gives works. So even though the father's supporting him, we look at him as a separate entity, but the father's giving support to. Yeah. So the Kenyan beforehand is Schia works, and then they'll find out on Shabbos that it was in place already, but they don't need to know that before Shabbos. This din of Schia that we're saying over here works. The other members of the Chatzah do not need to know about it before Shabbos. They can find out on Shabbos, it's still valid. Okay, let us. What have we been talking about now? So you know, the din being zayich papas for erev ayleyacher, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll leave it. You know, tomorrow.